You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. No, I'm not. I'm rubbish, but I'm still here. Right, now, last year,
yes,
Sarah gave me this lovely little fantastic little book called New Zealand Mysteries.
That's so cute. I just want to say it's about the size of, like, my hand or my palm.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really cute.
And the one story that really stood out to me is the case of Arthur Howard and the severed hand.
Holy moly.
Now, listen, before I get into this, I know Peter Jackson is a long-time BFM listener. So I'm actually, this is a pitch as well.
Okay.
Because this has got movie written all over
right,
it.
So if
Peter wants to give us a ring after I've done this, I'll have a chat to him.
Be the great New Zealand, next great New Zealand classic.
Okay, right. It all began on the 10th of October, 1885, a sunny Saturday afternoon when Arthur Howard decided to go for a swim at Sumner Beach near Christchurch. On the way, he told everybody, that's what I'm doing. I'm going for a swim and all
good.
That.
That's good. Very safe swimming there.
Yeah.
Let everybody know.
So, but
between
the, last,
the flags, I hope.
The last time he was seen, he was sitting on some rocks looking out to sea, right? The next day, a pile of neatly folded clothes was found on the beach, and it assumed to have belonged to Howard, who by this time had been reported missing, right?
Mm.
So on October the 13th, a notice appeared in the Littleton Times offering a reward of £50 for the recovery of his body, but it was to no avail. So the matter seemed to have ended, and then Mrs. Howard put in a claim for her husband's insurance policy, and he was insured for £2,400.
That's quite a lot of money at
which
that
was
time.
I think in equivalent, it's about like nearly half a million.
Oh, blimey.
In today's money.
Arthur Howard.
And
okay, so
and it's taken out about 18 months
I
ago.
I feel like
right?
you've put this in here because it's suspicious. Is that what?
Oh, it's well suspicious.
Okay,
right?
I see.
And the old bill, like, so the police became very suspicious.
Yeah.
And then the whole incident seemed to have passed from the minds until 16th of December, 1885, when two brothers by the name of Godfrey took their sons and friends on a fishing trip to Taylor's Mistake, which is a beach just beyond Sumner. That in itself, Taylor's Mistake.
Yeah.
How would you name
dodgy.
A beach Taylor's Mistake?
There is. I should definitely know this because
okay.
that's my neck of the woods.
Oh, is it? Do you know Taylor's Mistake?
Yeah, it's a lovely beach.
Is
gorgeous
it?
Beach. Gorgeous beach. But there is a reason. I think they went there. They meant to go somewhere else and they went there and they're like, oh,
okay.
that was a mistake.
It's such a Kiwi thing, like.
Anyway, they haven't been there very long. This is when it starts to get real nuts. They haven't been there very long when they were approached by a man wearing blue goggles and a red wig.
And a red wig.
And
okay,
a red wig.
Who's verified this, though? Just the people that were there at the beach at this time?
Yeah, yeah. But this all ties in, right?
Okay.
This is a mental story. He seemed very excited and said, I found a man's hand on the beach. And he showed them the hand on some rocks. It was covered in seaweed
I've
and that.
I've just got goosebumps.
And on one of the fingers, there was a gold ring. So the bloke said, this weird sort of Ronald McDonald, early type Ronald McDonald character, said, I don't want anything to do with it. So the brothers wrapped it up in newspaper, which you would, because you didn't have any plastic bags in them days, and they took it to the police. They took the ring off, and his initials were scratched. Like this Arthur Howard's initials were scratched.
In the back of the ring?
On the back of the ring.
Ooh.
The so his
I'm
wife,
still slightly hung up on the man in blue goggles.
Yeah, I know. I know. So anyway, Mrs. Howard turned up and said, oh, yeah, that's definitely my husband's hand and that's definitely his ring. And the police examined the hand and said, well, hang on a minute, that's a woman's hand.
Oh.
Right, so she got arrested. The brothers got arrested.
Why did she get... Hang on, why did she get arrested? Okay,
just
sorry.
I'm
raising my...
his unsevered hand.
My unsevered
sorry.
Hand.
Sorry.
So they both got arrested and then this big, big police search went on to try to find this bloke. And anyway...
Well, a woman, because it was a woman's hand.
Well, no.
Okay,
they try to find Howard, obviously, because...
Wow.
So they don't care this about the woman.
But they exhume bodies and everything, and no one knows where the hand came from.
Ooh, mystery hand.
They eventually arrested him in Wairarapa, and
Howard.
Yeah, Howard.
Well, they found
him. They found him because they put his photograph out everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a huge, huge case in this country.
Yeah,
it was absolutely crazy, and. When they caught him, they said, right, take your gloves off. And he took his glove off and he had a thumb missing. So they knew it was him. But he actually had a glove with a false thumb in it.
Wait, hang on. How did they know it was him because his thumb was missing?
That was an identifier thing.
That was an identifying thing.
So was he the man with the wig and the goggles.
They found in his, all his effects, they found all these different wigs and goggles and all this other stuff. And, yeah, so anyway, he went to trial and he got 2 years, and the judge was absolutely, he hated it because he said, you should have got a severe sentence for what you've done.
What did he do, though?
Well, it was all an insurance fraud. Plus he's got a woman's hand from somewhere.
Somehow he's got a hand.
So we just don't know where that woman's hand came from.
Apparently, his defence counsel knew where the hand came from, but he never, ever revealed where it came from.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
And then when he was in jail, he tried to escape a couple of times, and he eventually got out. Went to Melbourne and got hit by a tram.
Oh my God.
That is awful. Tired.
This guy's got this. I can see why you thought this might be a good movie plot.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on
There's so much going on. Check it out. It's really, really good story.
So what's the name of the case? It was just
Mr. Oh God, where is it?
Arthur Howard, is
Arthur
that right?
Howard and the Severed Hand.
Arthur Howard and the Severed Hand.
I actually Googled it because I actually just Googled Arthur Howard and the Severed Hand and it comes up.
Wow.
And I went into it. His wife, they actually let her go because she had kids and all that, and he was really horrible.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. That seems like a silver lining.
I can't get over the gloves and the goggles and the wigs. But the thing is that about?
If you're going to put that much effort into something, do something kosher. Don't do something dodgy. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean, Rob.
So
you
strange.
Might as well put your effort into something.
And interesting that for all that time he was hanging out at Taylor's Mistake, like in the same area, sort of.
Yeah. I've also just had a Google of the meaning of the place name Taylor's Mistake, and according to nzhistory.gov.nz, who Taylor was and when he made his mistake remains unclear. So there we go.
But what I'd like to do next week, and I want to get the listeners involved, is you give me a subject and I will research it and talk about it next week.
It's like your very own research assistant.
Yeah. I'm not going to
Rob the research assistant.
I'm not going to declare what I'm going to talk about until I actually talk about it.
All right,
so if you've got a topic for Rob, you want to hear Rob talk about something, you've got an interesting story, a bit of, you know, something you'd like Rob to do a bit of diving into
an
for you.
An unsolved mystery.
No,
ghost, weird
no
topic.
Ghosty stuff, because that's rubbish.
No ghosty stuff. But
what? You don't like paranormal activity?
Because it's not real.
Controversial,
yeah.
I've seen Wellington Paranormal and I loved it.
That's a great TV show.
It's
not quite the same.
I'll talk about
it. Maybe,
anything.
But this could be it. This could convert you.
Okay.
No. You get a decent. Okay.
No, it won't.
All right, 5395. Text in some subjects for Rob.
Yes, please.
Rob can research
much.
Them.
I'm sorry, I've got a bolt in a minute because I am fading really fast.
Rob's really sick. Also,
we appreciate you popping in this morning, Rob.
It was lovely
to chat to you.
Text
you.
In your flu remedies for Rob as well because he's not well.
So we need flu remedies and suggestions for Rob's topic next week.
Yes, please.
All right, kia ora, Rob. Thanks for popping in.
No,
that was
thank you.
A great story. I'm going to be thinking about that wig all day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.